September the 9th, 1960, and I'm going to record a little story from...
Mike Farrell.
Mike Farrell?
Yeah, Farrell, yeah.
Okay, Mike, now let you go right ahead and talk, okay? And talk pretty loud. Okay?
Well, I come in Alaska in 1936, on August.
Where were you born, Mike?
I was born in Romania.
Romania?
Yeah.
You come to America what year?
Well, I come in America in 1919.
What year were you born?
I was born in 1897.
1897. That makes you how old?
Well, it makes me 63 years old.
Now, then you got in when you come to
life. Then I immigrated to the United States, New York. From New York, I went back to Detroit, Michigan. I worked for Ford Motor Company to 1929, the Depression Company. Then I left for Seattle. And from Seattle, I come to June, 1936. Looking for work in Alaska Jet mine. Then I worked there to 1939 in AJ, and from there I come up to Jonesville, Anchorage, working the coal mine there to 1940. In 40, I come up to Fairbank, Alaska. In Fairbank, Alaska, I worked for a fee company, World Season. Then the fall of 41, I go back to a coal mine, the Healy River Coal Company. That's where you meet me there.
I think I met you Jonesville too.
Well, Jonesville, yeah.
I met down when we rebuilt the
Esker
mine.
Yeah, that's it, yeah.
When we built the dormitory and
the work. Yeah. Well, that's in 40...
39, 40, 40?
No, around 43, 44, mm-hmm. Built up. Mm-hmm. Then after the war is declared, and I come back for work in the lab, for defense work. Do it now. Then... And now I get two words for work, then I have for that for retirement.
That's who are some of the people you know around Fairbank?
Well, I know quite a few in Fairbank. Most of some of the dead, some of the left.
Forget some of the names.
Well, I know John Whitmer, A.P. Davis. You know A.P. Davis. And Dominic Achacha. And this fellow, Fairbank. Who?
Liberelli.
Leo Rogge, I know him, but he's there too. Mm-hmm. And Clay Machano, Bironi, Steve Bunnish, George Bunnish, and John Whitmer, and some of the others, but couldn't remember all of them. A lot of them still here, so a lot of gone, a lot of died, most of all time.
Tell a little, you work around
Healy
Mine.
I'll be working here in the Centrana Coal Company, with Cal Vitro. Driving shoots here, up from the pillar, the rooms. Then we started pulling pillar back.
Describe that, how you bore in.
Well, the drill hole for the electric. He had the first time when I started there, we had the drill by hands, with auger. Yeah. Then in 1941, me and another fellow, we got together and we went to Ernie Martin, was a timekeeper there in the mine. In the office, and they asked if he ordered one drill, electric drill, from Renton, Washington, so that's a coal company. And if we get there, we pay for it. Then he ordered one. It cost $70. They brought them here, then he got cars and tail. The foreman, they put the wire and electric line in the mine. They try them out, and they work fine. They produce twice, three, five times as much coal for the electric, they're by hands. Takes all day to drill one, and they put around 15, 20 minutes.
Electric
drill. They finally, after that, they work fine, they come, they ordered 25 or 30 drills. And they got them right now over there. Before, we had to go after supper back in the mine, put 3-4 hours to make up the coal, order for the red I ordered.
Give me the names of some of your men that you worked there.
Well, there used to be the 2 TMs there. It's George Adamovich, well, you know him too.
Yeah.
He's dying. Mike Papaduk and
Corey?
Corey, Eddie Corey. Corey is, he's no more there now. He's up in the roadhouse someplace.
Yeah, down Chickaloo.
Yeah. And some of the other guys, I couldn't remember.
Pete Nelson.
Pete Nelson, he is the superintendent. He went to Norway. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And Carl Zantel is in Jonesville. I think Jonesville is so long now. There's no more Hill.
Hill had the last
innocent. Yeah, but he sold out.
How did you get along with Cap around there?
Cap Caprito was a pretty fine man.
How do you do? Try to help show you how to do the work?
No, you don't. He never come in the mine. He's staying out.
He got hurt. You know, he got killed on the track out there.
Well, he got killed. He wanted to take a car call with him. Because the guy who led the coal in the car, he could see about the car. Car was loaded for the coal. And he was staying about 300-400 feet, 500 feet in the middle of the track. And the car went over and the car went two pieces.
Is that what you did for music? A theater?
Oh, he had a theater over there. And he had
Mary Thompson?
Oh, no. Mary Thompson was down the track there.
Yeah, but they used to go down and see her.
Oh, he used to go there.
Remember Bill Henry?
Yeah, Bill Henry, yeah, he's left here.
Marion?
No.
You don't remember Marion? Worked down there? Witters?
Who?
Witters?
Oh, Witters, yeah. Yeah.
Remember those girls?
Oh, yeah.
Remember Orlando Dragish?
Oh, Orlando Dragish and Ignat, yeah, he had a clothing store and a bar, a liquor store. And Miss Dragish, Shannon was called at that time, he had a post office in the hill.
For Mrs. Bill
Shannon. For Mrs. Bill Shannon, yeah. The Andrew Dragish is outside, I was in Watsonville.
You ever meet Andy Marino in the park?
Yeah, I met him, yeah.
And Romanoff?
Oh, Romanoff, yeah, Romanoff, he's out from Poland.
Well, Romanoff passed away now.
Passed away?
Yeah.
And last time I heard he's in Poland.
Yeah, he went to go to Poland, but he passed away, sir.
Oh, I see.
And Romanoff? Him had a cabin together, he used to go sheep hunting when I first
came. Oh, yeah, yeah. He worked for the Road Commission, yeah. Then worked for railroad for a while. Then he went back to work for Road Commission.
Tell what you know about Marguerite.
Well, that, McKinley Park?
No, Marguerite, Bill Green
and
Healy.
Oh, Bill Green, oh, he used to be that, a depot agent.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he had to make a voice, you know, and, like a church, Dominic Church, a friend church, had buy stock on the telephone in Boston there. And they were pretty good. They make pretty good money in that stock. But he left there. I don't know who is now in Hill there, in Depot.
Gail is there.
Gail is now?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. He left, I think, in 45, Bill Green.
They went to McKinley Park, and from there they went outside, and she died.
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Mm-hmm. And, used to have some quite a party there in the mine.
Oh, yeah, he had lots of fire there. Dancing, especially on the mine, he had the fire, the explosion there.
Mm-hmm.
There's two men in the mine there yet. George Grandoff,
yeah.
And he had cannons.
They couldn't get him out.
No, they couldn't get him out.
I remember I was there too.
Yeah. Well, they both kept that tunnel there and tried to get him out for a week time. They went up and up. It was flaming for hundreds of feet. All cave in, you know, all the coal. 24 feet of similar coal cave in, and all in one chunk of fire. Like crinkle. They finally decided to concrete them in. They got
cemented it off, yeah.
They got, I think, half a dozen cars in, steel cars in the motor. And that's similar coal.
You ever go sheep hunting up there?
Well, I go many times, but I never see one.
I got a lot of sheep, you know, when I was there.
Yeah.
You remember I used to get sheep?
Yeah, I know.
They used to tell you, I always got a sheep, they'd see me packing it down.
Yeah.
Remember when Buddy used to always come with sheep?
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. Well, I used to come lots of from back east too, you know, hunt sheep there and grizzle. Quite a few grizzle up Dora Manto there.
Mm-hmm. How about Santana Village?
Huh?
How about Santana Village? Santana Village across from the mountain.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know how many was, but was Tony Andrew, you know Tony Andrew?
Mm-hmm.
And five or six family was living there. And Isabella was living there too at times. And his brother-in-law was living there. And that Italian father, what's the name there? He went to Tony Andrew Anchorage.
Mm-hmm.
That old father, couldn't remember. His son is a conductor and a rider. Blackman was a rider and 48 on the island and here. Yeah. But I don't know if Stephen rider or not. Andy's name, I think.
Remember John Calvin?
John Calvin, yeah, he is.
Oh,
chairman?
Yeah, I was chairman, yeah. Chairman Irene. Mm-hmm. That's her daughter, his daughter.
Hartman,
yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember. And Laura. And Laura Hayford. Mm-hmm. And me, Lena.
Lena?
Well, Lena is up here now, Fairbanks. Well, that's all I can tell you now.
For a minute? Well, what did you do down in Joesville? What did you see?
I'm mining there.
How many men have worked there?
Well, 27 over there, you had, after the explosion, the 14th of September, they exploded that mine. You had 16 men all together. So they work in a shift. The mine exploded at 2 afternoon. And night shift, they go in to clean up, to get them men out. Some of them dying, going outside to the air shaft, going out to find a dead right in the right, about 50 feet to go out. Mm-hmm. See, every 10 shoots, get everyone airway out.
Escape.
Escape, yeah. But, that rock tunnel never cave in, just a coal tunnel, we had a coal.
That's coal dust
explosion. Yeah, coal dust.
It wasn't a gas, it was coal dust.
Well, nobody knew how it started. Because there's no electricity in that mine. Everything is a battery, more than the air. But nobody knew how it started.
How do they get the air down there to breathe?
Well, there is an air tunnel.
Huh?
Well, there's a fence.
Big fence.
Yeah. Outside fence. And they got the tunnel and the air tunnel. Mm-hmm.
Hello,
hello. Mm-hmm. Hello, is it?
Biddy.
Hello, Biddy. Hello.
Hello,
Biddy. Yeah, yes, brother, over there. We had for 2-3 months to clean up that debris over there.
What are you planning now?
Planning now to go outside, take a rest, because I'm sick.
Where do you think you go to?
California.
You know some people there?
I got a brother-in-law there.
Brother-in-law?
Yeah. I expect to be tonight or tomorrow.
What is his name?
Lacey Bourne.
Lacey Bourne?
Bourne.
Bourne?
Yeah. I'm a Chachira, yeah. And another fellow, another brother-in-law is in Watsonville. He's Brodner. 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 Ray Brodner.
Ray Brodner.
Brodner, yeah. He expect to be tonight or tomorrow or Sunday, I don't know. If he got ready for shower, the shower turned back. Mm-hmm. And when it was 6, they reached Dawson Creek. He must be around
Pointe,
yeah. Yeah, because...
Burwatch Landing, they ought to be that far, huh?
Yeah, well, they see a turn back, the other guy. She is wife a Canadian, I think, no likes... Pierre in Alaska.
Oh.
But he wrote to Les, to my brother-in-law, his postcard. So we reached back in Dawson Creek. So he was trying to back there.
1,500 miles
from here. Well, when he wrote that we reached noon to Dawson Creek, there must be up a white horse someplace here.
Oh, in Whitehorse.
Yeah, must be around here. Because he wrote that to my brother-in-law and then he wrote to us, postcards.
What was your experience down in the Alaska
Juneau
mine?
Well, minor.
Yeah, but what kind of pay did they make?
Well, they used to pay that time $360
a day. $360
a day? Yeah.
And what kind of living condition?
Well, living condition was pretty bad. You know, $45 a month, just enough to live. Then it was up to $4. The union got in. When the union got in, they got $5.
$5 a day.
$5 a day.
Did you know anything about the federal mine when you were there?
No, that's was in the. It is no more than that's in Douglas.
Over in Douglas.
Yeah.
Yeah,
well, that's closed down. That mine is full of water.
Yeah, I know.
The cave in the ocean channel there.
I knew when it did.
I think that's 1912.
A long time ago.
Yeah.
See, Earl Pilgrim worked there.
Well, he say 15, but that mine cave in 1912.
Yeah, but they want to try to open it up again.
I remember
the crew went there to open it up.
Well,
they poured tons and tons of cement down to seal it off.
You can't seal the ocean.
They never sealed off. No. The water wouldn't let the cement work.
Well, they can't see the ocean.
No. Well, they were
going
to try to cement it off and then go in and drill again.
Well, I don't know. That engineer, how they come up, they drive in the stops, you know. They come too close to the bottom of the ocean there. When somebody say, I don't know, they cave in at noontime when everybody will eat the lunch.
Yeah, it cave when the men were out. That's right.
Yeah, but nobody know how true it is. The only pop man was in the side, but nobody know. Mm-hmm. You take 2,000 feet, you know. Pretty hard to get off or eat, you know, especially on the shaft. Mm-hmm. Shaft mine, 2,000 feet is deep.
They come up on a cage?
Yeah, supposed to.
On an elevator in a cage?
Yeah.
Twice.
Yeah. But they say they cave in lunchtime, 12 o'clock. When they blast. See, they blast before they go out lunch. Blast at noon and even quitting time.
They always blast when they go off
yet. Yeah.
And then they wait so long to make sure they all go off and count it.
Well, they know. When they ready, each man the best is on run. Mm-hmm. But they go out quitting time or lunch time before God they smoke. Mm-hmm. So they give it time to smoke, let it off from the mine.
Mm-hmm. Then, of course, the dynamite gas is bad.
Well, dynamite is not bad.
The gas from it?
No.
Makes you have a headache?
No. Well, the headaches, if you go quick and, after the blast. Mm-hmm. After the clears off, you know, it's not bad.
Did you know me when I used to work for the railroads on the bar driver?
Yeah.
Now, where did your wife come from?
Wife is born in Davenport, Washington.
What was her maiden name?
Well, Marianne Bone. Her father's name. They got Roberta, sister. That's her sister. Two brothers, Walter and Leslie.
Leslie?
Yeah, that's one come here now. Mm-hmm. He's going to come now. Walter is after her. Then Leslie is the youngest boy. Roberta's the oldest one.
This was an interview with Mike F-I-R-U, Farrow, at Fairbanks, Alaska, in the home of Harry Hughes. And this is the end of this interview.
He tells me I got a cabin on the lot that's over 50 years old. Now let's hear what she has to say about the cabin.
Wait a minute, I can't remember the name of that man that's still. I've got to close up my memory.
Well, you tell me your full name and where you're born.
Not today. I come some other time. I gotta go and hunt him up, Linda. I come. Yeah, because I'm in the
emergency. Tell me about the cat.
Well, I can't remember all of now.
It was here over 50 years.
Yes.
It was?
Certainly, it's
now, you want to hear your voice? I'm here to see what it sounds like. I'll play it back.
I'm sorry, Kate.
No, listen. Talk into it now.
Hi, baby. I'm glad I'm back home, darling. Yeah, and you didn't have your lighter blinking either. You better put it on blinking, you pull it.
Yeah, and you
better blink your light.
I don't believe a word anybody says.
Well, you better believe, because we're telling you the truth. And we're not about to get along without each other either. I'm telling you now.
Well, I'll see what it is.